Hello and welcome. This is Brother Mike at May-212011.com. That's May-21-2011.com with another study in our series on Daniel chapter 8. We are now in verse 12, and this study is part 2 of Daniel chapter 8, verse 12, entitled "The Little Horn Casts Down the Truth by Zionism," theologically called dispensationalism. Let me read that verse first of Daniel 8, verse 12. We'll go into an introduction, and then we'll go into the main body of the study, and then, of course, we'll conclude with a summary and or a conclusion. Let's begin reading at verse 12. "And an host was given him against the daily sacrifice by reason of transgression, and it cast down the truth to the ground, and it practiced and prospered." In our last study of Daniel, chapter 8, verse 12, part 1, that you can click on to be refreshed of, we first learned that an host, that is an army, was given him, that is, given the little horn, against the daily, literally, the continual or the perpetual sacrifice by reason of transgression, that is, in sinning or by sinning. In the New Covenant application or meaning to this verse, we found this meant that an army of fallen angels or demons, including all the counterfeit Christians that now fill the Christian churches, was given to the counterfeit Christ, the Antichrist, also called the little horn, the abomination of desolation, the beast, and the man of sin, although he is not a literal man that you can click on to see, but Satan himself, against the continual sacrifice, which meant Satan and his army came against the eternal sacrifice. Because if it's a continual sacrifice, we could also say if it goes on continually, then it's an eternal sacrifice, Jesus Christ. And from our past study of Daniel chapter 8, verse 11, we know that this all resulted in the eternal sacrifice, our Lord Jesus Christ, having been taken away, according to verse 11. And therefore, there was no longer any sacrifice for sins. Yes, that means no more salvation within the whole corporate Christian church, which includes all Christian churches, beginning on May 21, 1988, according to the most accurate biblical timeline of history. This is when God's final judgment on the world and the great tribulation first began at the house of temple or church of God. For as Holy Scripture declared, judgment must begin at the house of God, 1 Peter 4:17. And it did begin on May 21, 1988, according to God's word, not mine. If you dare to seriously search out to work out your salvation with fear and trembling, and you dare believe that God declares instead, what God declares, that is, instead of your own sinful flesh that would always like things to work out its own way. Indeed, the true sacrifice for sins, Jesus Christ, we know, by much prayer and careful study, was replaced by the counterfeit sacrifice for sins, the devil himself, as he was granted rule over the entire corporate Christian church to deceive and spiritually destroy it from within with the help of his army of demons and counterfeit Christians. Then we further read in our last study of Daniel 8, verse 12, part 1, And it, that is Satan's host or army, cast down the truth to the ground, and it practiced and prospered. We saw in this that the truth that Satan's army cast down were many truths found in the true holy scriptures of the 66 books now found in the Protestant Bible. Only these books can be considered the true holy scriptures and not the Apocrypha now included in the Catholic Douay Bible ever since the Catholic Council of Trent sinfully made them a part of the Holy Canon in 1546 AD in response to the Protestant Reformation that came to reject the Apocrypha. Yes, even though some apparent errors in translation of these scriptures can be found when comparing the English to the ancient Old Testament Hebrew and New Testament Greek manuscripts, and therefore the Hebrew and Greek manuscripts should always be consulted before coming to complete conclusions. Nevertheless, these errors are almost always of no consequence to the meaning of any given scripture or passage. So, it becomes quite obvious that God has kept His Word pure throughout the centuries, especially when compared with the lack of purity in other ancient literature over time. In fact, no other ancient literature has stood the test of time like the Holy Bible. Nothing even comes close. So, we wonder why there are so many so-called scholars who still today place the Bible on par with all the other ancient literatures and so-called holy books as if God's Word was written and maintained over time by fallible human beings, just like all the other ancient literature and so-called holy books. No, if people were to do an honest comparison between ancient literatures and holy books and how much they have changed over time, they would discover that the Holy Bible remains true throughout time, unlike other ancient writings, such as the classics, for instance. And with that respect, I refer you to Josh McDowell's book, Evidence That Demands a Verdict. Yes, careful study reveals that the hand of God must have been what kept the Holy Scriptures true, for human beings could never have done it without God's hand upon it in every place in history where necessary to keep His Word pure throughout the ages. Well, in our last study of Daniel 8, chapter 12, part 1, when we then moved on, we found that Satan's army of demons and counterfeit Christians cast down the truth of the Holy Bible. The verse says, to the ground. And this phrase, to the ground, meant that they cast down many truths of the Bible in the corporate Christian church, because we learned that the phrase to the ground could just as well be translated as to the earth. And since we had also learned in other studies that the term the earth spiritually refers to the Christian church, and for that I refer you to the term the whole earth in Revelation 13:3 that you can click on, and the term the earth in Revelation 13:8 and 12 that you can click on to be refreshed of. Then spiritually, that Satan's army of demons and counterfeit Christians in the churches were said to cast down the truth to the ground simply meant they cast down many truths of the scriptures to, or a part of, we might say, the Christian churches. And indeed, as we look at the whole corporate Christian church, which includes all Christian churches over the last 75 years or so, it is obvious how far they have drifted away from the truth, especially with respect to the end time truce during the latter days that we have now been in ever since God's judgment began at the house of God on May 21, 1988. As a result, we are easily able to understand why verse 12 in our last study stated that the devil's army of demons and counterfeit Christians, his host, practiced and prospered. For they cast down, in one way or another, much truth in the Christian churches during the Great Tribulation and to this very day. Last, in our previous study, for an example, we mentioned just one of the many truths that Satan and his army have cast down in all the Christian churches, namely, that salvation both in the Christian church and the entire world came to an end on May 21, 2011. Yes, we found they would rather speak lies than search out and declare the truth, so God has blinded them all to think that salvation is still possible when it is not. The only salvations now taking place are counterfeit salvations by those who have either been deceived by their own evil hearts and others, or by the counterfeit Christs and spirits of the Antichrist, who is the little horn, Satan, and he now rules over the entire Christian church as God's judgment against them. For judgment had to begin at the house of God, 1 Peter 4:17. Just as God gave Israel and its capital Samaria over in 709 BC to their arch enemy, the Assyrians, and then he later gave over Judah and Jerusalem to their arch enemy, the Babylonians, in 587 BC to be destroyed due to their rejection of God's law and their worship of idols at the high places, that you can click on to be refreshed as to what high places are. So he gave over the whole corporate Christian church, which includes all Christian churches, to their arch enemy, Satan, who is the Antichrist and the little horn, even the counterfeit Christ who now rules over them, to, like I said, completely destroy them spiritually until they are also physically destroyed on the soon-to-come last day of the many days of judgment we entered into on May 21, 2011. Fortunately, God, out of his great love for his creation, is saving a remnant, and they have obeyed Christ to depart out from and stay out from all the Christian churches until they are taken up to glory on the last day, to rule and reign with Christ forever in the new heaven and earth, where there is no more pain, sorrow, suffering, weeping, or death. All praise to him by which all things were created, Jesus Christ, very God made flesh. How? Just another thing we accept by faith, which is too deep for finite creatures to search out completely. If you can't accept that, you are proud and will soon fall, just like all those who can't accept the doctrine of predestination and election from before the foundation of the world. Who said you, O man, have to fully understand all of these things? You are but a worm creeping and crawling for survival. Repent, therefore, and believe simply because God's word teaches it, not because you can fully comprehend it. For we walk by faith, not by sight. 2 Corinthians 5:7. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, that you be not partakers of her sins, and that you receive not of her plagues. Revelation 18:4. But now in part 2 of Daniel 8, verse 12, let's consider some of the other truths that the devil and his host of demons have in some way or another cast down in the Christian churches today. To do so, let's jump to Daniel 7:25, where the same little horn is mentioned again. There we read in verse 25, "And he," that is the little horn, "shall speak great words," and that great words reminds us of Revelation chapter 13, when it spoke about the beast that came out of the sea. It says he spoke great things. It's the same thing as this little horn, because they are one and the same. He spoke great things or great words, and we found that in the Bible, by comparing Scripture with Scripture, that meant that he, the little horn, Satan himself, in the church, speaks the very words of the Bible. Those are the great things. And because he does it, it is against the Most High. And Daniel 7:25 continues, "And this little horn shall wear out the saints of the Most High." And boy, he did that, didn't he? When he spiritually killed us in the Christian churches as we sought to fight against all the false things that were coming in to the church. We were silenced, considered false prophets, kicked out of the church, looked down upon, separated from, and so forth. But in Daniel 7:25, I want to focus on what it says next, especially. "And this little horn shall think to change times and laws." That is, this little horn, who we have learned is the Antichrist, also in the Bible called the beast, the abomination of desolation, and the man of sin, although he is not actually a man, and you can click on the link to learn why that is so, but he is Satan himself. As he rules over the whole corporate Christian church to bring God's judgment against them, shall, we are told in Daniel 7:25, once again, think to change times and laws. So let's consider some of the laws and times he has changed by casting down the truth in one way or another in the Christian churches. In our previous study of Daniel 8, verse 12, part 1, we already mentioned the doctrine of no more salvation ever since May 21, 2011, that Satan has cast down by declaring that salvation is still possible through the disobedient people still in the Christian churches, because they would not depart out, even though it is not. Salvation is no longer possible. They have been saying, "Peace, peace," when there is no peace. Jeremiah 6:14 and chapter 8, verse 11, which we learned in another study is being fulfilled today by the Christian churches when they're saying, "Salvation, salvation," when there is no more salvation. And to be refreshed of all that, you can click on, "They are saying peace, peace," when there is no peace. But let's now consider what it means in Daniel 7:25 that the little horn and Antichrist, Satan himself, thinks to change times and laws. Oh yes, both times and laws are closely related. For the laws, which are all the holy scriptures, namely the 66 books that are found in a literally translated Protestant Bible, not just the five books of Moses and not any of the apocryphal writings in the Catholic Bible, are what reveals just what times we are in when rightly divided, or we could say when rightly fit together as God intended. Without the laws, then, we could never know the times, for it is the laws that declare the times. And so it is the well-evidenced and proven, and you can click on to see that it's well-evidenced and proven, biblical timeline of history that, by the way, was revealed by the laws directly out of the Holy Bible, which also revealed the exact times of many historical and end-time events, such as when God's final judgment on the world and the completely spiritual Great Tribulation first came upon the whole Christian church beginning on May 21, 1988, with no more true salvation possible in or through the Christian church. And then later, upon the entire world, beginning on May 21, 2011, which brought an end to the completely spiritual Great Tribulation, with now no more salvation possible anywhere in the entire world, still including in or through the corporate Christian church, which includes all Christian churches. So now, what are some of the many times and laws that the devil has changed in the Christian churches for these latter days we have been in for some time now, ever since God's judgment first began at the house of God on May 21, 1988? Well, he has certainly deceived the Christian churches insofar as the scriptural teachings about the nature of events and the timing of those events in the latter days. For instance, most of so-called evangelical Christianity has been deceived into believing that what theologically has been termed dispensational premillennialism, or, in short, dispensationalism. Politically, it has come to be called Zionism and was made mainstream by the Schofield Bible that was first published in 1909 A.D., and in which a Jewish man's notes were placed in its margins to purposely subvert Christians by wrongly interpreting the scriptures for them in a way that would benefit the Jews and Israel. At least temporarily, that is. This misled so many so-called Christians over the decades that by the mid or later part of the 19th century, various theological seminaries and colleges were teaching it, such as, for instance, Dallas Theological Seminary in Texas and Fuller Theological Seminary in Pasadena, California, and others, as well as many Bible schools and, of course, many evangelical churches, such as the Calvary Chapels, the American Baptists, the Conservative Baptists, some Southern Baptists, many charismatic or Pentecostal churches, and many others as well. The Reformed churches, on the other hand, mostly held to the false doctrines of postmillennialism, or the closer to the truth, amillennialism, that we may discuss sometime later. But with respect to dispensationalism, I even remember back during the 1980s, when I was attending various churches, I once attended an American Baptist church that required me to sign their statement of faith to become a member. But I could not sign it because in their statement of faith was what God had already shown me was the false doctrine of dispensationalism, better known now as just Zionism. So, in order to use my spiritual gifts of preaching and teaching, I had to move on to find another church. Sadly, almost every church I went to had false doctrines or what God calls high places of worship that you can click on to be refreshed of one kind or another in their statements of faith and worship. And this was about 45 years ago. It is far worse today. Anyway, the false doctrine of premillennial dispensationalism is just one great example of how times and laws have been changed by Satan in many of the Christian churches. It teaches that the Christians will be raptured, that is, taken to heaven, before, that is, pre, a literal 1,000-year, therefore pre-millennial, meaning before the 1,000-year or millennial reign of Christ from Jerusalem takes place on this earth at some time in the relatively near future. The Christian church, they wrongly believe, will either be raptured before or halfway into an incorrectly proposed 7-year Great Tribulation period, after which Christ is supposed to then return to rule for 1,000 years from earthly Jerusalem. And immediately after this rapture of the Christian church into heaven, either 7 years or 3.5 years before Christ returns for his 1,000-year millennial reign from earthly Jerusalem, the believers will stand before the judgment seat, or bema, of Christ in heaven, as they call it, to be rewarded for their deeds in the flesh when they were still here on this earth in the body, whether their deeds were good or bad. 2 Corinthians 5:10. But to better understand why these deceived Zionists so strongly support Israel and Jerusalem today and keep sending them money to genocide the Palestinian people, we must recognize that everything in the future of this world, they wrongly believe, centers around Israel and earthly Jerusalem due to serious misinterpretations and reckless contortions of Holy Scripture without properly seeing how that the Old Covenant Israel was but a foreshadow superseded by the coming of the New Covenant Church, the true Israel of God. That ancient Israel was only but a type or foreshadow of. That is, the New Testament church is now the true Israel. Actually, it always has been the true Israel, Judah, and Jerusalem, that ancient Israel, Judah, and Jerusalem merely foreshadowed or typified until the new covenant came into existence at the death and resurrection of Christ. When the true Israel, that hidden ancient Israel would be revealed, that was hidden in ancient Israel would be revealed through the gospel to be the Christian church, including both a remnant of Jews and Gentiles from every nation. That is, the nation of Israel never was the true Israel, as I said. Thus, in the new covenant, it is the Christian church that is the centerpiece. And in the Christian church, no longer in the ancient nation of Israel, the Old Testament scriptures to do with the end time that speak about Israel, Judah, and Jerusalem have been and are still being fulfilled. The focus of prophecy then is no longer over the ancient land of Israel. It's not over in the ancient land of Israel, but it's in the Christian church where prophecy is focused. And I encourage you to click on why we should not look for most end time prophecies to take place in the ancient land of Israel. The land of Israel is no longer the holy land. The spiritual land of the Christian church became the true holy land. That is, the Jews would not want Christians to see, and which Zionist Christians themselves have been brainwashed to not clearly see. They believe and act as if we are still in the Old Covenant instead of the New. This is why it is from earthly Jerusalem, they wrongly believe, the world will be ruled by the Messiah, Jesus Christ, with a rod of iron for a literal 1,000 years to bring the nations under his subjection. which was something already fulfilled in the Christian church. And I encourage you to click on Revelation 21 through 8 and read carefully, and then 9 through 15 to read carefully to see this. The Christian church, it is the true Holy Land that the Old Testament prophesied about concerning the return of God's people to. This is why we read in Acts chapter 2, verses 14 through 17. Simeon, that is the Apostle Peter, has declared how God at the first did visit the Gentiles to take out of them a people for his name. And to this agree the words of the prophets, as it is written, "After this I will return and will build again the tabernacle of David, which has fallen down. And I will build again the ruins thereof, and I will set it up, that the residue, that is the remnant of men, might seek after the Lord, and all the Gentiles upon whom my name is called, saith the Lord, who does all these things." That is the Old Testament prophecy of the tabernacle of David, that is the temple to be rebuilt, was fulfilled by not only the remnant of Jews coming to Christ during the church age, but also the Gentiles coming to faith in Jesus Christ through the gospel. But the Zionists wrongly think that all the Old Testament prophecies about the temple being rebuilt are to be fulfilled in the future with the rebuilding of the old literal Jewish temple. It is all a gross interpretation of Holy Scriptures without comparing Scripture with Scripture and without being led by the Holy Spirit. It is a doctrine of men by the false Christ, the Antichrist, and Little Horn, the devil himself, to change times and laws, just as we read that he would do in Daniel 7:25. Furthermore, the whole or a big part of the nation of Israel, the Zionists wrongly believe, will turn to Christ to become saved during their proposed 7-year great tribulation that, as we already mentioned, is supposed to take place just previous to when Christ returns to rule from Jerusalem for the supposed literal 1,000-year reign millennium from earthly Jerusalem. And then they think they will all rule with him from ancient Israel and earthly Jerusalem. And finally, after this supposed literal 1,000-year reign of Christ on this sin-cursed earth from earthly Jerusalem, they wrongly believe the whole world of the unsaved, both dead and living, will be judged in what they call the white throne judgment at the end of the world. So, for them, there is no need to prepare for the end of the world, for it is still over 1,000 years away, at least, which is a far cry away from the truth. Why? Because the end of the world will be any day now, up to only as long as about 2035 A.D. This is what most of the biblical indicators point to. An educated guess, perhaps. Nevertheless, we can absolutely guarantee that the end of the world is not still 1,000 years away, as the deceived dispensational premillennialist or Zionist thinks. No, it is right at hand. Thus, the deceived Zionists actually believe in two different judgments and resurrections, either 1,007 or 1,003.5 years apart, depending on when in their 7-year great tribulation the rapture takes place. First, the church, they wrongly believe, will be resurrected and raptured to heaven, and then judged to receive their various rewards in heaven. This judgment, as we already mentioned, is called the judgment seat or bema of Christ. According to most of them, the rapture will take place right before their wrongly understood seven-year great tribulation, but some believe it will take place midway into it, as I said. Then later, after Christ's literal 1,000-year reign from Jerusalem, all the unsaved dead and living will then be brought forth to be resurrected and judged in what they call the white throne judgment to end the world. So you see, the greatly false teaching of Zionism has brainwashed the Zionists in many of the Christian churches that God is supposed to greatly bless Jerusalem and Israel in the future by the rebuilding of their temple and all or many of Israel's future conversions to Christ. And so earthly Jerusalem, they wrongly believe, will be the centerpiece for the future and hope for the world. And all Christians, therefore, should be blessing and supporting Israel and not cursing them, for they are still God's earthly people, so they wrongly conclude. And so they misinterpreted Old Testament passages such as, for instance, those who bless Israel will be blessed, those who curse them will be cursed. It's not referring to the nation of Israel. It's referring to the true Christians. Those who bless the true Christians will be blessed, and those who curse them will be cursed. Unfortunately, Satan has been very successful, though, at infiltrating most of the evangelical churches with this garbage, even though it is a gross misinterpretation of Holy Scripture. Indeed, a great deception of the devil, for the truth is that Christ cursed the nation state of Israel and its leaders forever. So the only spiritual fruit they will bear is evil, as we have been seeing, unto their very own eternal destruction on the last day. The truth is, God's wrath is come upon them to the uttermost, 1 Thessalonians 2:16. And to see this further, click on the following link, then scroll down to the third subheading entitled The Fig Tree Parable, to begin reading. But now let's ask, what do the false teachings of dispensational premillennialism or Zionism have to do with the counterfeit Christ, the Antichrist, and Little Horn, namely Satan's changing times and laws? Let's think about it. First, according to them, the Great Tribulation has not yet come, when the truth is that the Great Tribulation already came and went. But it was not a physical tribulation like they also believe is yet to come, nor the kind of tribulation that the world has many times experienced before, such as physical famines, pestilences, and wars. So nobody has realized that it's already taken place because they don't study the scriptures carefully. Instead, as we have learned, it was a completely spiritual great tribulation to do with the whole corporate Christian church, wherein salvation was removed from it, for the Holy Spirit departed out from its midst beginning on May 21, 1988. And God's judgment then immediately began at the new covenant house or temple of God. That is the whole corporate Christian church, including all Christian churches, not just some of them, by the counterfeit Christ, the Antichrist, and Little Horn, Satan himself, being granted power to take up his seat of rule in and over it. The whole Christian church in great deception, even with signs and wonders in some cases, to overcome and spiritually kill, that is, silence, the two witnesses, that is the elect, namely the true believers in Christ, until we all finally obeyed Christ to depart out from all the Christian churches to escape the spiritual plagues brought upon her by God. For God's final judgment on the world, of course, had to begin at the house of God, 1 Peter 4:17. And when it did begin on May 21, 1988, according to the very accurate biblical timeline of history, and the devil was given the seat of rule within all the Christian churches, they became a part of the devil's kingdom, known as Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and abominations of the earth. It's no longer a mystery. We know the mystery that the churches themselves have become Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and abominations of the earth. Revelation 17:5. So first we see that Satan, the little horn, has changed the times and laws for the Great Tribulation, as most of the Christian churches still think that the Great Tribulation is yet future. And Satan has also changed the times and laws that teach on the Great Tribulation, because it is the laws from which we not only get the biblical timeline of history that reveals the exact time of the Great Tribulation, but it is also the laws from which we learn about the very nature of the Great Tribulation. Nevertheless, Satan has kept the churchgoers from properly studying or correctly understanding these truths in the Holy Scriptures, even though they are revealed therein over and over and over again. Yes, God made sure to repeat it again and again in the Holy Scriptures of the Bible. But these scriptures must be spiritually discerned by spiritually saved or regenerated people in Christ, or they will not be understood. For as we read in 1 Corinthians 2:14, the natural man, that is the unsaved man, those that have just ascended in their minds to Christ, they haven't been truly converted. They receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. So, unless the ones still in the Christian churches have been spiritually and miraculously born from above in Christ Jesus by the miracle of salvation, the resurrection of a new soul, which most of them have not, for they have only believed with their own minds, as I said, and were not granted a new regenerated heart. And then also, without rightly dividing the word, comparing Scripture with Scripture, with a view to see the deeper spiritual meaning, being so led by the Holy Spirit, they will never be able to properly understand the deeper truths of the Bible and the end times. It will all appear as foolishness or quite unclear to them. And so we see that Satan has changed the times and laws for the so-called Christians who hold to Zionism, also called dispensational premillennialism or just dispensationalism. Indeed, out of all the major false beliefs to do with the end time being taught in the Christian churches today, this one is the worst. And these people teaching this are people such as Hagee, the false Christian and prophet Hagee, and many, many, many others. Now, not only has Satan, the little horn and Antichrist, been able to change times and laws to do with the timing and nature of the Great Tribulation by brainwashing so-called Christians to believe Zionism. He has also been able to change times and laws to do with the timing and nature of the Antichrist. For them, the Antichrist has not yet been revealed, and he won't be clearly revealed until when their wrongly supposed future Great Tribulation comes immediately after the rapture. And then during this yet-to-come Great Tribulation, the old destroyed Jewish temple is supposed to be rebuilt in Jerusalem, in which the Antichrist, who they wrongly think will be a single, literal, charismatic man possessed by Satan, will take up his seat of rule to begin ruling the nations until Christ appears to destroy the Antichrist, according to them, and begin ruling himself from Jerusalem for the 1,000-year millennial reign. Only after that literal 1,000-year millennial reign will the end of the world come, which itself, as we have seen, is just one big fat lie. For the truth is that the whole world is about to end any day now. Can you begin to see how these false beliefs of dispensationalism or Zionism have changed the times and laws of the Bible, and so cast down the truth to the ground in the Christian churches? For one thing, as we mentioned earlier, the Great Tribulation and the Antichrist are not still future, but they already came on May 21, 1988, to begin God's judgment on the whole Christian temple or church. That is, all the Christian churches wherein the little horn, the Antichrist, who is not a man but the devil himself, took up his seat of rule to spiritually destroy them and began by spiritually killing the true Christians in them, which he already did before May 21, 2011. Remember Revelation 11, verses 7 through 10 that you can click on to be refreshed of? Yes, he has spiritually destroyed the Christian churches by great deception and supposed miracles to mislead the Christian churches into many false teachings and gospels, such as we find in the false theology of dispensational premillennialism, also called Zionism or just dispensationalism. Indeed, one of the big examples, but certainly not the only example, we could bring up. There are just a multitude of false teachings in the Christian churches today. Yet, in this study, we have at least began to see how the counterfeit Christ, the Antichrist and Little Horn, Satan himself, has cast the truth to the ground in the Christian church, according to Daniel Chapter 8, verse 12 of today's study, through which we also looked at Daniel 7, verse 25, that says, "He," that is the little horn, "shall think to change times and laws," which he has already accomplished, indeed. But it is not just dispensationalism or Zionism that has changed the times and laws in the Bible. So let us continue to look at some of the other false teachings held by various Christian churches today in our next study of Daniel chapter 8, verse 12, part 3. But for now, to close this study, we must again praise God that he even chose to save some. He certainly didn't have to, for none of us deserved anything except death. Yes, it was simply all due to his great mercy and grace that he chose to save any. All praise and glory to the one who made grace and mercy toward us few to triumph over judgment. Otherwise, we would certainly be misled, like all the rest. Now, until the next time, may Yahweh bless thee and keep thee. Yahweh make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. Yahweh lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace.